Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Rowdy Outlaws bowling team of October 21, 2022, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, a volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Well, here we go. Please like us on Facebook. The Rowdy Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Rowdy Outlaws Bowling League and then the Like page, and be sure to like the page. Hasn't the weather been gorgeous this week? Ah, yes, fall is truly here, although we'll probably still have a few warm days ahead of us. Get out and enjoy the fall stuff if you can. There's one more weekend for the state fair, pumpkin patches, fall festivals, etc., everywhere you look. And don't forget to plan ahead and be sure Sharon knows if you're going to be out for a night. Regarding communication with Ginger and Sharon, Sharon asked that if anyone needs her for any reason, please call her cell phone at 919-740-1073. The old Outlaw landline has been discontinued. Sharon's email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Please leave Sharon a voicemail if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Ginger can be reached via cell phone at 919-389-5596, and her email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. The lane assignments for week 5. Lane 35, Team 7, Hangmen. Lane 36, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 37, Team 4, Triple Threat. Lane 38, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 39, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 40, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 41, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 42, Team 2, Strike Time. Subs, Lane 36, Team 1, out, Judy Eason Farr, and in, Matt Bowers, out, Kenny Farr, in, Dennis Glenn. Lane 39, Team 3, out, Van McLang, in, Alice Kelly. Lane 40, Team 8, out, Jeff Tucker, in, Miriam Dixon. Lane 41, Team 5, out, Jenna Meck, no sub. Out, Jonathan Lazenby, in, Ed Coakley. Our condolences. The Rowdy Outlaws family and friends wish to extend condolences to Jeff Tucker on the passing of his brother, Tim, last Saturday. Funeral services will be held October 22. Many of us who attend the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem have met Tim and his family, as they used to drop by the tournament to see Jeff and watch his bowl. Please keep Jeff and his family in your prayers and see the obituary below. Timothy Tim Lee Tucker. Timothy Tim Lee Tucker, age 66, went to be home with his Lord and Savior on Saturday, October 15, 2022. He was born April 14, 1956 in Forsyth County to the late George and Ruby Adams Tucker. Tim graduated from Appalachian State University and received a Master of Divinity at Southwestern Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. His first job was as a youth minister at First Baptist in Kings Tree, South Carolina, and after that he became the youth minister at Baring Cross Baptist in Arkansas. In 1987, he became the minister at the Mountain View Baptist Church. In addition to his parents, he was also preceded in death by his sister, Rita Tucker. Surviving is his wife, Celeste Cox Tucker, children Joyce Terry with Terry Long, Paul Tucker, James Celsius Tucker, grandchildren Millie Long, Rin Long, Skylar Long, Tucker Long, Maylee Hudspeth, brother Jeff and Melissa Tucker. His funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 22, 2022, at Mountain View Baptist Church by the Reverend Joel Riley, the Reverend Steve Cram, the Reverend Glenn Sellers, Dr. Terry Long, and the Reverend Anthony Silvers. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. The family received friends from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, October 21, 2022, at the Mountain View Baptist Church. Memorials can be made to Mountain View Baptist Church, 1232 Mountain View Church Road, Hamptonville, North Carolina, 27020. The family would like to thank the doctors and staff at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Comprehensive Cancer Center for all the love and care shown to Tim and his family. Gentry Family Funeral Service in Yadkinville is serving the Tucker family. Online condolences can be made at www.gentryfuneralservice.com. For sale, a used 10-pound bowling ball and bag. Quite old, but in good condition. $10 our best offer. Contact Karen Broderick at 919-906-0804. Early voting is underway, and there will be a forum for candidates for local office tomorrow, Saturday, October 22. See below for further information. Community invitation for candidates forum, related issues concerning persons with disabilities. According to recent national research, the population of persons with disabilities approximates 20% of the United States general population. Similar research also approximates that 10% of the general population of the city of Raleigh possesses at least one disability. Accordingly, candidates pursuing municipal office need to become aware of those issues that are of paramount importance to this population. Therefore, this notice is a community invitation for persons with and without disabilities who support the full integration of persons with disabilities into community life. To that end, on October 22, 2022, between 12:30 and 3:30 p.m. at the Community United Church of Christ, located at 814 Dixie Trail, Raleigh, North Carolina, advocacy organizations such as Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind, Wake Federation of the Blind, and Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association will host a candidates forum for those seeking office in the City of Raleigh municipal elections on November 8, 2022. At this forum, participating candidates will address issues related to accessible and affordable housing, access to employment, opportunities, and access to public and ADA paratransit transportation. Candidates will respond to questions related to these areas through a question and answer format by the host. Should you have any questions, please contact Mr. Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Christmas dinner. It seems early, but we only have a couple of months until our Christmas dinner is scheduled for December 10th at Emmanuel Baptist Church. See Sharon Benton to purchase tickets. Tickets are $15 each. There will be no admission at the door, so get your tickets early. Trivia questions are needed. We plan to play outlaw trivia at the Christmas dinner, so we need questions. If you can think of good trivia questions about the history of the outlaws and or some good memories from past years, please email them to Sharon at snbenton@gmail.com. Commemorative shirts. If you are interested in a t-shirt commemorating our league's 40th anniversary, Zelda Price has agreed to print them for us for $15 each. Please see Zelda if you are interested in placing an order for one. They can be either white or blue with writing in the opposite color and have the Outlaw logo on the front with the phrase, "Celebrating 40 years of fun, fellowship, and sportsmanship," underneath, and 40th anniversary 2022 on the back. Sweet fundraiser. See Miriam Dixon to pick up a BOGO cards. Buy one, get one. These are cards for Krispy Kreme. You sell the cards for $20 each, and the purchaser can take them to Krispy Kreme. And for each dozen donuts they buy at the regular price, they get a dozen free of the glazed donuts. The card is good for 10 purchases. The funds raised by this project go toward our getaway fund to pay for tournament transportation. And speaking of sweet fundraisers, the Gutterthon and Bake Sale has been moved to Friday, November 4. We'll be looking for baked goods for the evening. For those who have never participated in the Gutterthon, this is how it works. Based on your average, for every gutter ball you throw and or open frame, for those with higher averages, you put a certain amount of change into the cup on your lane. We'll have the chart on the lanes that night. And if you don't want to keep up with it, a suggested donation of $5 into the cup is requested. Once again, this helps pay for travel expenses when we go out of town for tournaments. The Governor Moorhead Foundation is super excited to present the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts, on Thursday, November 10, as our signature fundraiser for the year. Join us for a truly delightful evening of food, fun, and fellowship as students from Governor Moorhead School share their gifts and talents with us through art and music. A dinner of lasagna, baked ziti, chicken Alfredo, and salad will be catered by Amadeus in the gymnasium at the school at 6:30 p.m. We'll also offer a silent auction with gifts and services donated by local businesses, including the North Carolina Symphony, the Raleigh Ringers, the Carolina Ballet, the Carolina Hurricanes, and more. Tickets for the dinner, $30 each, go on sale beginning October 1. Table sponsorships are also available at specific levels. Bronze level, $250 for a table of 6 seats, plus signage and promotion. Silver level, $500 for 2 tables, a total of 12 seats, plus signage and promotion. Gold level, $1,000 for 4 tables, a total of 24 seats, plus signage and promotion. And naming sponsor, $5,000 for multiple tables plus signage, promotion, and other benefits. Tickets may be purchased through Eventbrite's website or go to the foundation's website, governormoorheadfoundation.org, both of which can be reached by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Groups looking for more information on table sponsorships may contact any board member directly or reach out via our website contact form, which can also be reached by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. In case you missed it, the Raleigh Social Security Office has moved. They're no longer at Old Wake Forest Road, but they are now at 3315 Poole Road. The federal government has a requirement to have a real ID, identification card / driver's license, coming into being quite soon. Beginning May 3 of 2023, that's this coming May, if you want to get on an airplane or visit some other federal facilities, you must have the new version, which has a star on it. Look at the DMV page by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter for a list of required acceptable documents that you will need and how to get your real ID. The DMV office is accepting appointments to obtain the license. Click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter to make an appointment. A virtual event is coming in December and registration is open now. The 2022 Blind Health Expo registration is now open. The date is Friday, December 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are excited to announce Accessible Pharmacy's first annual 2022 Blind Health Expo. The Blind Health Expo is completely virtual as an event on Friday, December 2, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Blind Health Expo will be the largest virtual expo of health information, products, services, and medication for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. Join thousands of other attendees and register now. Registration is free and now open for exhibitors and attendees, and we hope you will join us. To learn more about the expo, click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter. Free attendee registration Attendees will be able to spend the day visiting exhibit booths of companies and organizations in the blind community, learn about new and existing products and services for the blind community, gain access to exhibitor information after the expo, click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter to register as an attendee. There is free exhibitor registration. Exhibitors will be able to virtually showcase their products and services, host a Zoom room for attendees to join, schedule presentations, customize their space with video, audio, and text. Click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. And if you have any questions, please contact info@accessiblepharmacy.com. Sincerely, your friends at Accessible Pharmacy. And now it's time for recipes. Recipes that will bowl you over from your check wagon gang. All right, we're starting off this day with pineapple barbecue meatballs. Sounds good. Your ingredients: 1 16-ounce package of frozen meatballs, 1 18-ounce bottle preferred barbecue sauce. That's whichever one you prefer, and that can be specially an individual. 1 20-ounce can of pineapple chunks, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, and you need to reserve some of the pineapple juice. Preparation. Place the meatballs in the bottom of a slow cooker. Pour barbecue sauce and pineapple chunks with juices over the meatballs. Add brown sugar and garlic powder and stir everything up together. Cover slow cooker and cook on high for 2 hours until the meatballs are fully warmed all the way through. I want to grab one or two of those right now. Now we have slow cooker cheeseburger soup. For this, you will need 1 pound lean ground beef, 1 16-ounce package of Velveeta cheese cubed, 1 yellow onion finely chopped, 1 cup of carrots finely chopped, 1/2 cup of celery finely chopped, 4 small potatoes peeled and diced, 3 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 2 cups of whole milk, 1/4 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 cup, that'll be 1/2 of stick of unsalted butter, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 1 teaspoon of dried parsley, some kosher salt and freshly ground pepper to taste, some bacon bits, and then cheddar cheese grated. To get this all together and have a wonderful, wonderful thing to eat, heat a large pan or skillet over medium-high heat and cook the ground beef, breaking it up as it cooks until it is all browned. Season generously with salt and pepper and garlic powder. Drain the fat off, then wipe out the skillet with a paper towel. Melt butter in the skillet, then whisk in flour. Cook the roux for 2 to 3 minutes or until golden brown, then whisk in whole milk. Season with salt and pepper, then remove from heat and refrigerate until ready to use. Place beef, along with onion, carrot, celery, and potatoes, in slow cooker and cover with chicken broth. Season with basil and parsley. Then cover and cook on high for 3 to 4 hours until the potatoes are tender. Stir in the refrigerated roux mix, then add in cubed Velveeta. Cover again and cook for another 30 minutes or until the cheese is melted and the soup is thick and smooth. Serve it hot, topped with more cheese and bacon bits, and enjoy. Well, to add to your enjoyment, here's what the season schedule looks like at this point. Bowling on October 21 and 28, bowl November 4 and 18, with the Gutterthon and Bake Sale on November 4 and the ABBA Mid-Year Meeting November 17 to 20. Staying with November, on November 11, it'll be Veterans Day, and that's a potential makeup day. And November 25 is, of course, Thanksgiving. Bowl, December 2 and 9. December 10 is Christmas dinner and the 40th anniversary celebration. December 16 to 19, break for Christmas, New Year's holidays.
Bowl, January 6, 20, and 27. January 13 to 16, MLK Weekend. January 14, 9-pin tournament in Greensboro. Bowl, February 3, 10, and 24. February 11, Super Bowl-themed chili cook-off. February 18, Sweetheart Tournament in Durham. February 17, Potential Makeup Day. And then Bowl, March 3, 10, 24, and 31. March 18 is the Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April will be made up of makeup dates and the end-of-season dinner date yet to be scheduled. May will have on May 6th the projected date for the Outlaw Invitational, and on May 25th to the 29th, the ABBA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. And that pretty much covers it. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.